A Lexington mosque has been the target of a bomb threat. As WEKU's Sherry Lawson reports, the Kentucky chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations is calling on state and federal authorities to investigate.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
At Lexington's Masjid Bilal Mosque, Tuesday afternoon, prayer leader or imam Shahid Rashid is chanting a call to prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Over the weekend, this house of worship received a bomb threat in the form of a handwritten letter from Sheffield, England. The envelope contained a green index card wrapped in a blank sheet of paper. Written on the card were the words, "An explosive device will be placed at your mosque very soon." Rashid believes anyone who would send such a threat is a victim on some level.
I feel like an environment is being cultivated that encourages this kind of behavior.
The Kentucky chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, is calling on state and federal authorities to investigate. Wahida Mohammed, chair of the newly formed chapter, says this incident is just as troubling as the many happening every day around the country, and it won't be tolerated.
The rhetoric that we're hearing from the White House that we've heard all through the campaign, the rhetoric that we hear from the surrogates of the White House, are not conducive to peace and harmony and not conducive to alleviating fear among minorities.
Mohammed says the chapter of CARE, just a few weeks old, wasn't started because of one specific threat.
Muslims around the country are under threat, and we wanted to establish CARE as an opportunity or a base for Muslims to know that if they had problems in employment, discrimination, or anything that came up that affected their rights as citizens, that we would be here for them.
She says a hateful act like this is disheartening at a time when most Lexington citizens are supportive. Treasurer of the mosque, Bam Sitarjo, was shocked by the threat. On this day, he came to pray, but says his wife was shaken by the letter.
We had a good program greeting our neighborhood. It was packed here with non-Muslim, with Americans to show support to us. And that's when, and then boom, we have a threatening letter.
According to Wahida Mohammed, the mosque has 24-hour security cameras, and police have promised extra surveillance. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.